Okay, let's have a Bible study. Open in your Bibles to Leviticus chapter 17. And what this world is going through right now is just unprecedented. And it's hard to get people to really see what truly is going on. And we have to get them to see. People have to see what is truly happening in this world. There has been a very evil group of people for a very long time that has been trying to rule this world. And they've been doing it pretty much. But we have to understand that there's 13 bloodline families in this world that have controlled everything for a long time. You know, I didn't know about this, but people kept asking me about the Masons. And they just kept asking me about the Masons, and I didn't know anything about the Masons. Jay Ward brought me a packet, and he said, "Here, read this." So I started reading it, and I thought, man, that's odd. There's a lot of presidents that were Masons. And a lot of them were related, and I couldn't figure out why there was so much emphasis on these presidents being 33rd degree Masons. And then I finally found out that the Masons go back to the Illuminati. They're controlled by these Illuminati bloodline families. It's uncomfortable for a lot of people to talk about this, but you have to understand this is what's going on in our world. Jesus even had to confront these people. When you find out that all of these groups are all tied together all over the world, then you'll understand. But it boils down to the blood. See, in the Bible, it tells us that we should not eat blood. Literally, we should not drink blood. God was warning about that. That's what these people do. They do that. They thrive on it. They think they get some power and energy off of this blood. But look in Leviticus chapter 17, verse 11. It says, "For the life of the flesh is in the blood." The life of the flesh is in the blood. That's what Satan has tried to do, everything he could do to destroy what God set out to do, and it was in the blood. See, when Adam sinned in that garden, see, before Adam sinned in that garden, his blood was perfect, untainted. When he sinned, his blood got contaminated with sin. But I want you to notice what happened in Genesis chapter 3, verse 15. "And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed, and it shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel." God was talking about Jesus. He was going to send Jesus here. He's going to bruise Satan's head. And then from that point on, every time Satan seen somebody that looked anointed like Adam was, he persecuted him. That's why they had all these prophets getting persecuted all through the Bible. Anybody that looked like they had that possibility of that anointing that Adam had, he persecuted them. And then he thought that all of his troubles went away when he got Jesus on that cross. If he would have known what was going to happen by doing that, he would have never done that. Because it gave Jesus the opportunity to just mass produce. See, Jesus was the seed of God that got planted into the earth. And that seed died. It laid there for 3 days and came back to life. That's the same way a seed does. And then God has reaped a harvest off of that one seed of I don't know how many billions of Christians. How cool is that? One seed. One seed, and he got billions. Now look at Revelation chapter 3, verse 9. It says, behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet and to know that I have loved thee. Jesus was talking about these people that called themselves Jews, but they weren't. They're the synagogue of Satan. They're still here. I was confused for a long time because I was watching a video about Israel. I'm really interested in Israel. I think that's a cool place. But I was watching this video, and they had this, one of these really hard-line Jews on there that had the cap and the tassels and everything, and all they do is study the Bible. And he said that he didn't recognize Israel as being God's Israel. He said he recognized it as being Rothschild's Israel. And I thought, okay, now there's a definite schism there, wouldn't you say? See, the synagogue of Satan is still involved. Rothschild happens to be one of the 13 Illuminati bloodlines. We're still dealing with them. They're still here. But they're being taken away. They're being taken away. Everything you see going on around the world, when you see these major financial institutions, this is what it all boils down to, money and power. When you see these getting shaken, you know that they're being removed. Every day it gets a little bit closer, and then we get to this newfound freedom. Actually, it's more than freedom. We get liberty. The whole world is going to be liberated from this mess. When you find out how all this is tied together, you'll find out that the Roman Empire never went away. They talked about the Roman Empire collapsing and going away, but they didn't go away. They just rebranded themselves as Roman Catholicism. You'll find out, if you'll study and look a little bit, you'll find out that London and the Vatican and Washington, D.C., were all private entities, and they were all tied together, and they all tied along with Jerusalem, with Israel. See, this whole mess is being shaken right now. This is why there's so much going on. But make no mistake about it, it's all about the blood. If Satan can defile the bloodstream of a man, then maybe he can keep anything that even resembles Jesus from ever happening again. John chapter 8. We'll go over there. John chapter 8. Verse 23 said, he said unto them, you are from beneath. I am from above. You are of this world. I am not of this world. I said therefore unto you that you shall die in your sins. For if you believe not that I am he, you shall die in your sins. Then said they unto him, who art thou? And Jesus said unto them, even the same that I said unto you from the beginning. I have many things to say to you and to judge of you. But he that sent me is true, and I speak to the world those things which I have heard of him. They understood not that he spake to them of the Father. Then said Jesus unto them, When you have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall you know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father has taught me, I speak these things, and he that sent me is with me, and the Father has not left me alone, for I do always those things that please him. You know, when Jesus said, you shall know me when he put me on the cross, even that Roman soldier that was right there at the cross, how would he know anything about God? But he looked up at Jesus and he said, surely this is the Son of God. Jesus said, you would know me. And they started knowing him. Then in verse 31 said, then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. That's what we're after, is the truth. The truth is what's going to make us free. And the truth is going to be getting brought into daylight. More and more and more and more people are going to get exposed. More of these systems are going to get exposed. But just know this. It's been all about control, about money, about, you know, God said, do not drink blood. And that what happens is these people would put it right out in front of our face. They'd put it right out in front of our face. We'd see it right out in broad daylight. Remember when all these politicians were showing up and actors were showing up with black eyes? They'd always show up with one black eye. When they would take these adrenochrome treatments, which is what was happening to these kids, when these kids would go missing, they'd kidnap these kids. By the thousands and tens of thousands and tens of thousands, they were taking them underground to these adrenochrome factories, and that's what was happening. They'd take that adrenochrome and they'd get a black eye. See, this is the evil that this world has been facing. And this is the evil that this world is being set free of right now. It's just, we got a little few more bumps, but we're going to get there. Jesus went on to say, down here in verse 34, said, Jesus answers them, verily I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is a servant of sin, and the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the Son abideth forever. If the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. I know that you are Abraham's seed, but you seek to kill me because my word has no place in you. I speak that which I have seen of my Father, and you do that which you have seen with your father. They answered and said unto him, Abraham is our father. Jesus said unto them, if you were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham. But you seek to kill me, a man that has told you the truth, which I have heard of God. This did not Abraham. Jesus is setting us free. I know there's a lot of people that have their eyes focused on Trump. He's a good guy and he's doing some good things. But it's Jesus that's making us free. You know, without God in control, none of this would be happening. None of this would be happening. But I want you to know that your world is going to change so drastically in just these next few short years till it's going to be hardly recognizable. The system is changing. We're getting set free from Satan's system. Some call it the Babylonian system. Some call it the Roman system. I just call it an evil system. But we're getting set free from it. And Jesus said, you'll know the truth. You know, one in the Bible says, in the end times, all things will be made known. You know, and then they found the Dead Sea Scrolls, and we got more and more knowledge that we didn't know before. And we keep learning more and more. We keep finding out more and more. And we're going to keep finding out more and more. And the truth is going to keep coming out. Stay grounded in Jesus. Because not everything you're going to see out in this world for a while is going to be the truth. I'm saying these things because you're going to see some really crazy stuff. Let's look at Psalms chapter 110. Psalm chapter 110, verse 4. It says, "The Lord has sworn and will not repent. Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek." He was talking about Jesus. Why is that so important? Why would he tell Jesus that he was after the order of Melchizedek? Because every other priest that they had came from Aaron, from the Aaronic priesthood. They had that contaminated blood in them. And the Aaronic priesthood kept us under the law, kept us trying to earn something from God, kept us trying to keep a list of rules that nobody could keep. But Jesus came, and he wasn't from that priesthood. He's from the order of Melchizedek, and the only thing that you can find Melchizedek ever doing is giving. See, under the Aaronic priesthood, and the law takes. If you make a mistake, it takes. But under the order of Melchizedek, Jesus, our high priest, he gives. One John chapter 3. Verse 8 says, "He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Whosoever is born of God does not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God." See, Jesus came here to destroy the works of the devil, and that's what he's doing right now. Right now, I was always kind of confused for a long time because, see, I studied a lot of this stuff, and one of the things that these Illuminati people said is that we don't care if we have a Democrat or a Republican in office as a president. We don't care because we control them all. Do you remember when Trump started running for president and all of the past presidents, Democrat and Republican, came against him? See, Trump's not on the same team. It's all different. Things are changing. We're not going to ever have things the same way they were again. That's a good thing. John chapter 1. Verse 1. It said, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God, his name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of the blood, nor the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Now, the Bible makes it absolutely very clear that Jesus is the Son of God born of a virgin birth. He is the seed of God. He is the Son of God. Now, I never could understand why the Baptists spent so much time protecting the Masons. And this is why. The Masons are mad because they're mad that Lucifer got kicked out of heaven. That's the one they focus on, Lucifer. And then some of these guys say they're Christians, but they cling to the Mason thing. See, that's confusion. I don't see how you could possibly be a Mason and be a Christian at the same time. I had a pastor tell me, I don't see how you could be a Christian and not be a Mason. And now I am firmly on the belief, I don't see how you could possibly be a Christian and be a Mason. But see how things have gotten so twisted up and so tangled up, and the church has accepted all kinds of different things. You look at a lot of the traditions, you look at a lot of the things, even the church today celebrates a lot of pagan things in their church. You can't find these things in the Bible. But the truth is coming out. We understand that not everything that we've been told has been the truth, but we are learning daily, and we're going to continue to learn. We're going to learn more and more and more until we get a full revelation. We're going to get a revelation to God like nothing we ever had before. Let's go to Genesis chapter 12, verse 3. And I don't really care if people don't like to hear this stuff. They need to hear this stuff because this is what's happening in our world. And a lot of people are confused. They wonder why they can't find it in the Bible. They haven't been paying attention to what's happening in broad daylight. Genesis chapter 12, verse 3 says, I will bless them that bless thee, and curse them that curse thee, and in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. Now, was God talking to Jewish people, or was he talking to Abraham? He's talking to Abraham very specifically right there, wasn't he? He's talking right to Abraham. Now, the church has been gaslit into the idea that he was talking to the Jewish people, to Israel. He's talking to Abraham. Galatians chapter 3, verse 29 says that if you are Christ, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. So that verse pertains more to you than it would people in Israel. Now, I don't know what happened to God's chosen people, but I know there's got to be some of them in Israel, but not everybody in Israel is God's chosen people. The church has to learn this. We have to understand this. the synagogue of Satan is still in effect, not just in Israel, right here in the United States. You know, if you look at Washington, D.C., that place is just jam-packed with pagan nonsense, Mason nonsense, just plumb evil. They actually have a place of worship where they go worship Satan, right in Washington, D.C. Now, I would be willing to bet you everything I got that they have actually sacrificed human beings in that temple, in that place of worship. See, this is what's going on in our country. The church has been hiding from it. The church has not wanted to even acknowledge it, but it's going on all over the place. But Jesus is going to come back. He is going to set his kingdom up on this earth. And he is going to clean this place up. He's going to get all of this gone. You know, the Bible talks about him coming back with 12,000 saints. He's going to be riding a white horse. And it talks about this sword, but the sword of his mouth. What would that be? The word of God. And guess what? You're the body of Christ. I mean, you're going to get his word in your mouth, and you're going to start talking to these evil entities, telling them to get. I imagine one of these days Jesus is going to get his church woke up enough to stand up and call it enough is enough. And we're starting to see that. We're starting to see that. We're starting to see people wake up. We're starting to see things change. We're starting to see God's word get preached all over the place. You know, open air meetings in Pakistan. That's a big thing. The prince of the UAE stepping up saying he's a Christian. That's a big thing. I don't know how they're going to get to all these tribes. I'm just saying they just found another tribe. Down somewhere in South America, they just found a new tribe that nobody's ever contacted before. We just keep finding stuff. We think we got it under control. We're worried about what's going on in Mars. And we haven't even discovered everything on this earth. I mean, honestly, we just found a tribe of people that nobody has ever contacted before. And we're trying to figure out space. We need to get our own backyard under control a little bit, don't you think? But that prayer that we say the Lord's Prayer all the time, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Guess what's happening right now? It's happening right now. It's getting, things are changing. That'll be a good day. That, wouldn't it be a wonderful thing for you to not have to pay half your income to Satan? It's going to be a good and glorious day. But just pay attention to what's going on in your world and understand that that's what's going on. If you really want to know just how much of a stranglehold Jesus has on this evil empire, watch the stock markets and watch the price of gold and silver. The more... That's particular. Gold goes up, that's inflation. Silver goes up, that's the evil empire getting crushed. But we're going to see things, we're going to see technology that has been suppressed from us for a very long time. We're going to see things that we couldn't even imagine. We're going to see healing technology come swooping through this world where all of these impossible illnesses that they've tagged on people, they're just going to disappear. We're going to find out a lot of things that we've been told was the truth. Medical science was actually a lie set up to try to kill us. You know, we had a lady come to our church down in Midland one time. She was a pretty well-known, I can't remember what her handle was, but she had a PhD and had all these credentials and stuff. And she found out the truth about our diets. And she said, you know something? They told us not to drink milk, not to eat eggs, not to eat fat, not to eat butter. And she said, you know something? Those are all things that God gave us. And she said, if you really want to live healthy, she said, this is what I do. I get up in the morning and I eat bacon and eggs with real butter on my toast. Then she said, I snack through lunch. But then at nighttime, I have a piece of cow meat with fat on it, a baked potato that's swimming in butter. She said she could lose her credentials if they caught her talking like that. But here's the thing. God gave us herbs. He gave us minerals. He gave us different things that we could use, that we could be healed with. And then somehow they bastardized that. They called it witchcraft, and they took that out of the way. How many of you have access to vitamin B, the real stuff? Remember, they outlawed it because it actually helps people. A lot of the stuff that they said was good for us was bad for us. A lot of the stuff they said that was bad for us was actually good for us. Can you see how our world has been filled with lies? Our world has been filled with lies and deception for a long time. But Jesus said, you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. The more of the truth you know, the further into this liberation you're going to step in, and you will not ever be comfortable being held prisoner again. We've been held prisoner for a long time, and we didn't even know it. But Jesus is setting us free. We just got to keep focused on Him. Father, we thank You in the name of Jesus for everything You're doing for us right now. Father, we thank You that evil is being replaced with good, that hate is being replaced with love, that darkness is being displaced by light, and that Your light will shine in every corner of this world, and that Your gospel will be preached, that Your kingdom will be established on this earth, and Your will be done. We thank You for this in Jesus' name. Amen.